This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Delhi, with 2 days left for campaigning for assembly elections, political parties are ramping up efforts to attract the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in RK Puram this afternoon, while Union Minister Rajnath Singh will hold rallies in Rajinder Nagar, Chandni Chowk and Lakshmi Nagar. Aam Aadmi Party Senior Leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will hold roadshows in different parts of Delhi in support of party's candidates. Senior Party Leader Sanjay Singh is also scheduled to address public meetings today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will address a public meeting in Mustafabad constituency. Senior Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi are also scheduled to hold rallies in different constituencies of the national capital today. Elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and counting of votes will take place on the 8th of this month. In response to tariffs imposed by US President Donald Trump, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced 25% tariffs on $155 billion worth of American goods coming into the country. Addressing a press conference in Ottawa today, Mr. Trudeau announced about imposing a 25% tariff on $30 billion of American imports beginning on Tuesday and a similar tariff on $125 billion worth of American goods in 21 days. China has also opposed US's move to levy a 10% additional tariff on Chinese imports. China has said that it will take necessary countermeasures to defend its legitimate rights and interests. In a statement, China's foreign ministry spokesperson claimed that China's position is firm and consistent, as trade and tariff wars have no winners. The spokesperson further said that US's unilateral tariff hikes severely violate WTO rules, and this move cannot solve US's problems at home. In Gujarat, 5 persons have been killed after a private bus carrying pilgrims fell into a deep gorge in Dang district earlier this morning. 17 people have been injured grievously. They were rushed to a civil hospital at Tehwa. The bus carrying 48 pilgrims was going from Trimbakeshwar in Maharashtra to Dwarka in Gujarat when the accident took place. The pilgrims were from various districts of Madhya Pradesh. The government has projected capital expenditure target of 11.21 lakh crore rupees in the union budget for financial year 2025-26, reinforcing its commitment to infrastructure-driven growth. With considerable budgetary allocations for defence and railways, a record 6 lakh 81,000 crore rupees have been allocated for defence, with an increase of 9.53% from the current financial year. Railways and INB Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the Union Budget 2025 has laid the roadmap for a Viksit Bharat. Talking to media, Mr. Vaishnav said that the capital expenditure for railways is huge, with a gross budgetary support of over 2.52 lakh crores. The Union Budget 2025-26, presented by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, has received a positive response across various sectors, with businesses, industry experts, economists and the common people praising the government's proposals for tax relief to the middle class, fostering innovation and promoting skills development. The Union Budget was tabled in the Lok Sabha by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday. The bodies of at least 20 individuals presumed as Bangladeshi nationals have been recovered from the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya after a boat carrying illegal migrants capsized while attempting to reach Italy. On Saturday, the Bangladesh Foreign Ministry said that no identification document was found on them and that the Red Crescent, which handled the burials, believes the victims were Bangladeshi nationals. Veteran Indian cricketer and Bharat Ratna Sachin Tendulkar has been honoured with the Colonel C.K. Naidu Lifetime Achievement Award by the Board of Control for Cricket in India, or BCCI, at Naman Awards 2025 in Mumbai. Mr. Tendulkar was honoured by ICC Chair Jay Shah for his unparalleled contributions to Indian cricket over 2 decades. Other awardees include India's bowling spearhead Jasprit Bumrah, who received the prestigious Pauli Umrigar Award for Best International Cricketer Men for his stellar performances in 2024. Indian women team's vice-captain Smriti Mandhana won the Best International Cricketer Award Women for the 4th time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.